Yo, 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 this is the podcast Let's Talk More Do. I'm your host, Lamar Griffin. And on today's episode, we have a very, very talented young lady based out of Florida. You guys know I'm from Florida, so, you know, anything Florida is close to my heart. I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell you a little bit about her.
Hi, everyone. My name is Isabella Marley. I'm a fourth year at the University of Florida. I'm also from Miami, Florida. I'm majoring in sports management, and I found a passion in sports photography that I really love.
I love it. I love it. So I was looking on your website before we jumped on this call, and you have a broad range of things that you do: baseball, football, track and field, tennis, volleyball. Like, tell me about how you got into shooting sports in general. We'll start with sports. I know you shoot other things. I see some travels on there. Tell me how you got into shooting sports just in general.
Well, I fell in love with sports, obviously, at a young age. I played sports all throughout my life. Picked up my first camera like junior year of high school, and I never really had the idea of sports photography until I came to the University of Florida. I knew I wanted to get more involved with photography, and then I ended up joining like an internship with like just UF Communications, which was like more like student life, and then I found my path to sports photography. And then from there, like the team that we're a part of, we like cover every single sport here on campus. And honestly, it's been the best thing. Like, I knew coming in I wanted to at least like attend all the games. And I found a way to attend them, like, even better by, like, photographing all of them. So it's been a lot of fun, like, being able to do, like, a whole bunch of sports, like, some that I didn't really watch in the past or played, but, like, now I love each and every one of them.
That is so dope. People always, I don't know if you get it, but, of course, you know, I do some things part-time for NFL, shoot a little bit of sports, too. People always think, like, we're watching the game, but, like, maybe you can answer this question on the podcast. So, like, when you're shooting a game or an event, aren't you more like, for me, I'm working. So someone's like, how was the game? I'm like, I don't really know, because I was so focused on taking pictures of the game that I didn't fully get to watch the game. Do you kind of feel like that when you're working?
I feel exactly the same way, especially like during football. Like, I can tell there's a huge difference when I'm obviously working a game and like watching the game, like on TV. Like on TV, like I'm yelling and like I'm focused. But like when I'm working, like all I'm worried about is like getting the best shot. So, like, I'm not really sure, like, what's going on in the game, or, like, what's happening. It's just, like, did I get the shot?
That, see, we both can relate on that same. It's like tonight, Thursday night football, the Broncos are playing Cleveland. I was supposed to work that game. I'm not, so now I get to sit at home with my family, watch it on TV, enjoy it, instead of, all right, the touchdown's coming this way, I need to set my shutter speed at this and do that.
Exactly. Sometimes I enjoy, like, obviously shooting the game more, because just watching the game, I'm, like, so much more stressed and, like, going crazy.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Talk to me about, you know, some of the things that got you, like, you know, where you are, because of course, you know, once you got to UF, like, how'd you get to the level that you are now? Because the pictures on your website and on your Instagram are just phenomenal. Like, I would think that you've been doing sports photography your entire life, but you know, you're fairly new to the game. Me and you met unofficially at the Florida Pro Day. I was there working for the NFL, doing some stuff, and then you were there for Florida. I saw you there doing your thing. You were literally everywhere that I was at, you were doing your thing. So it was cool to get to like be in the same environment as you. But I don't think we talked much because both of us were working. But just talk to me about how you got to the level and like little things you do to keep getting better.
Well, when I first actually came into Florida, like I had this mindset that I wanted to be a dentist. Since I was 7 years old, I was like, I'm gonna be a dentist. Took my first couple science classes, was in pre-dental society, and I was like, you know what, this isn't for me. And when I started my sports photography internship, like, I just fell in love, like, and I decided from there, like, I switched my major to, like, sports management. So now, like, my idea is to do more of, like, obviously the sports side. I'm still not 100% sure what I want to do, but I'm leaning towards more of the creative side now. And honestly, like, it just took, like, a lot of practice to get to where I am now. Like, my very first event was, like, a football game, and I did not do a single picture. I hated every single one of them. And, like, sometimes I still do hate myself. I'm like, is this good enough? But it's just, like, more, like, practice, like, obviously, like, figuring out your settings and, like, what works best for you. And then, obviously, just being, like, prepared for anything. Also, like, when it comes to, like, editing and stuff, like, I just try to be different, like, bring a different aspect, like, I don't know, I try not to be, like, basic and just, like, post my pictures, but, like, bring something, like, different to the table and, like, just have fun with it.
No, for sure. And for everyone listening to this podcast, I'm going to plug your Instagram so everyone can go follow and see your work, because it definitely is. You can tell it's like a cut above the rest. You can. And I relate to you in that same instance. When I first started shooting sports, I didn't even know what shutter speed meant. Like, that was the biggest thing. Like, you know, like you know, you can't know these things until you really get into the camera. Like,
yeah,
you can watch a video and it's like, okay, I'm gonna set my shutter at 1/500th. And you know, you shoot at Florida, so that Florida speed's different. Like, to stop the guys that you're taking pictures of, like, these guys are moving at speeds that are just unreal. So your shutter speed has to be high.
No, yeah, for sure. And like, before I came into this, yeah, like, my first camera, I was shooting automatic. So when they like handed me this like manual camera, I was like, what the heck? I'd always be so stressed, like trying to figure out like the right settings. I'd always ask people like, what are your settings? But then you get the hang of it, and then you like start figuring out like what settings you like better for yourself, and just different things like that, like getting to know the camera and stuff.
Let's Talk More Do. The name of this podcast is Let's Talk More Do, and that's exactly what you did. I didn't know how to shoot a manual. I shot an automatic probably for my first year and a half of photo and doing video. Like, I never try to cap with people or act like I was something I wasn't. Like, I had no clue how to shoot a manual.
Yeah, honestly, like, my boss is really good. His name's Tim Casey. He's been shooting sports almost his entire life as well. He like, obviously did teach us or whatever, but he also kind of like threw us in there in a way to like kind of like let us like figure it out. And obviously if we had questions, we'd do that, but a lot of it was just really like learning it on our own, and like if we had any questions, we'd come to him, which I thought helped a lot, because obviously like I was able to like do it on my own and like figure it out for myself.
Talk to the people on the podcast, for anyone that kind of, you know, you got to go to school, you're in school right now, are you a senior this year?
Yeah, I'm a senior this year.
Congratulations, about to graduate. Oh man, so talk to the people listening to the podcast, you know, maybe some of your friends listening, like, you know, would you recommend people go to school for what you're going like to do this? Because like for me, I went to school for, I was playing football and my major was political science, and I learned, you know, all my camera stuff through YouTube and just doing it. But like you right now, you're learning, doing, you know, getting your degree, doing this while you're in college. And I knock on wood, but when you finish college, I think you'll walk right into a job with anyone you want sports wise, because your work shows and you've been doing it. So, you know, got my fingers crossed, but it's really not luck at this point. You have a portfolio that is just as good as anyone that shoots professional sports. So just talk to anyone that's listening to this podcast that kind of wants to know, like, should they go to college or should they major in it? Because I mean, I think it's beneficial. I didn't do it, but you know, you can speak to it more because you're doing it right now.
Yeah. Honestly, just like the world of sports is so big. I didn't realize how big it really is. Most schools, I don't think, like, have maybe like a specific major for like kind of like sports creative in a way. But I know like obviously there's like sports photojournalism and like media and stuff like that. Like sports management has definitely helped me like get the behind the scenes aspects of sports. So it's definitely been very helpful, like joining this internship and like being able to see like everything that goes on with like having a team and stuff. But I think it's just like more of like just getting involved. Obviously, like you're doing your school and majoring in sports, but it's the matter of like joining your internships and kind of getting a feel for like what you kind of want to do. Like I'm also in like a sports marketing internship, and at first I thought I wanted to do just sports marketing, but like I said, I'm really leaning towards more of like that sports creative side. And my plan as of now is like maybe start off collegiate and like work solely for like a football team, because although I love like all the sports and stuff, I really have a passion for football. And then hopefully like maybe go up into like the professional league.
Well, I definitely think you can get there, because just based off of your work, that's going to be something that I think you can accomplish. Let's dive into, I always tell people, for me, like I travel, you know, I travel to fly to shoot different NFL games. So I shoot for the Tampa Bay Bucks. So I fly to Tampa, and then I shoot for the Denver Broncos. When I saw you, I was, you know, we were in Florida. I flew there. For you, you're just like an athlete, as in, you know, you're a student, but you're also a photographer. So like, tell me how you like, talk to me about how you balance your school, your student life, and then your work life. Cause of course you're a student photographer, but you're essentially a professional at what you're doing. You're shooting every sport. Like, again, I cannot stress to you guys enough, you guys got to go check out her website. you shoot every sport. Like, you got swimming on here, tennis, track and field, volleyball, men's soccer, women's soccer. You shoot both men's golf, women's golf, lacrosse. Like, I'm just going down the website. Like, you got some pictures of the band. Like, you do everything. So how do you find time to, you know, get good grades and make sure you finish school, which is something I kind of did. I kind of got decent grades. But how do you get good grades and take the high-level photography that you do and, like, balance it all?
Well, last year, like, with COVID, even though, like, everyone kind of was like, oh, like, I wish in-person classes were a thing, and, like, I miss, like, all that. Honestly, it was the best thing for us because a lot of times, like, obviously classes were online, so it gave us a lot of time to, like, be able to be in the office or at studio shoots or at, like, any events because, like, we could just, like, hop on Zoom, like, right there, like, in our shoot, you get me? So to be able to, like, do all that stuff and then still stay on top of school, a lot of times my schedule will be, like, morning classes, and I'll try to do, like, if I can, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays kind of thing so that I do have that, like, weekend because obviously we have a lot of events on the weekends but also, like, events at night. So, like, I'll, like, get all the majority of my schoolwork and do all that stuff, like, in the morning so that I'm able to do, like, all these sports, like, on the weekends and, like, in the afternoon.
Man, that is crazy. All right, so we're totally going to go out of left field. I don't want to take too much of your time. I saw on your website that you're a sneakerhead. I saw you had some fire kicks on, I think, when we were at the University of Florida shooting. Give me your top three shoes that you got right now. Top three kicks that you own right now.
Ooh. I recently got the Off-White Low Dunks, and I got, like, the Lot 14. And those were just all luck. I got those on exclusive access, and I was like, oh, shit, no way.
Let's go.
And then I've been wanting a pair of fours, and, like, I just got my first pair of fours. I got, like, the orange starfish ones, but they're actually super cool because, like, the material that they use is, like, kind of like a mesh material, so they don't crease. So I found, like, a perfect, like, cool shoe to wear, like, to sporting events. And then another pair of shoes that I like, I think, yeah, the ones that you saw me in, I love my Jubilees, my Jordan 11s.
Yeah, those were tough.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
I love it. So one of my friends, he's a creator. He just came out with his own sneaker. Like, it's unreal. His name's Jay. I'm going to shoot you his link. Like, one of my boys that I know designed his own shoe. So I'm about to be rocking that for, like, the near future.
That's so cool.
I love shoes as well. But as you know, I'm a father. So I got my baby girl, Malia. She's two. Mm-hmm. So I had to slow down on my sneaker buying. But, you know, I'm going to get back, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate your time. This is a podcast. Let's Talk More, Dude. For the people listening, talk to just what advice would you leave for the people listening right now that kind of want to, you know, chase their dreams, chase their goals. I hate saying dreams. Chase their goals. You know, maybe do what you're doing. Maybe they want to get into sports photography or real estate photography, wedding photography. What advice would you have for them, you know, kind of going forward, doing it like you've been doing?
Like I said, just find your passion and don't be scared to, like, kind of, like, change your path, because, like I said, I did come into Florida thinking I want to be a dentist. Like, I was so scared to, like, tell everyone that, like, I don't think this is what I want to do because I've been saying it since I was 7. But when I finally said it, it felt so good to say and, like, be able to actually finally do something that I really was interested in and actually made me very happy. So yeah, just go for what you believe in and what will make you happy, and it'll be the best for you.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, let everybody know where they can find you. Plug your handles, plug your website. Let the people know where they can connect with you or hire you if they, you know, they might need you to come shoot something.
Yeah, for sure. You can see me on Instagram at I_Marley, sorry. And my website is imarleyphoto.com.
Perfect. Marley, I appreciate you chatting with us today. I know I'm going to see you probably next year at an NFL game, standing right beside me at some point. So keep doing the good things. Congratulations on graduating. I know you're about to walk across that stage, so that's a big moment. And if there's any way I can help you in any way, always hit me up, because definitely want to see you keep winning.
Yeah,